Exclusive, Representative Eli Crane, after 75 years. The survival of the Jewish state has defied all odds. By Representative Eli Crane, R. Oz, on April 26, 2023. 3/4 of a century have passed since the fulfillment of a pivotal biblical prophecy with the proclamation of the State of Israel and the resulting creation of the modern Jewish state. Immediately following the declaration of Israel's independence, the new state came under attack from the Arab world with Egypt, Transjordan, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, and Yemen all launching brutal assaults. Despite all odds, the Jewish state prevailed against the forces determined to destroy it and bury its existence. For 75 years, Israel has stood firm against its enemies under God's steadfast protection, never wavering in its birthright to prosper in the Promised Land. The return of the Jewish people to Zion after 2,000 years of exile is a powerful reminder of God's faithfulness and the truth found in Scripture. Long before the founding of the modern state of Israel, the Lord said, "I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." Genesis 12:2-3. The modern state of Israel has known the United States as a key ally since it was founded in 1948. 11 minutes after Israel declared independence, the United States became the first nation to recognize the new Jewish state. Then, during the 1973 Yom Kippur War, we provided Israel with much-needed weapons and resources as they fended off Arab armies attempting to invade their land. For decades, the United States has pledged strategic cooperation and military assistance, furthering the security of both partners. In 2017, President Trump formally recognized Jerusalem as the rightful capital of Israel and subsequently moved the embassy of the United States to reflect this change. While we endure our fair share of economic and social problems here at home, it's undeniable that the United States of America has long enjoyed freedom, prosperity, and favor. We, as a nation, have taken up the call to bless and support Israel, and in return, we have been blessed. It's imperative the United States continue to support our ally, Israel, not simply because of the strategic implications for our countries, but because we have a righteous duty to do so. God chose the nation of Israel to be His people as a light unto all the nations of the world. In 75 years, the re-established state of Israel has done exactly that. Israeli military technology has been utilized by our own military to save countless lives. Medical technology developed in Israel has revolutionized medicine and given a second chance at life to people around the world. Their innovations in water technology and desalination have the potential to give desert communities, like those in Arizona and the American Southwest, access to life-sustaining resources. The U.S.-Israel relationship has been a blessing to the world for the past 75 years, and I pray that our nation will continue to support and foster our vital partnership. Congress plays a crucial role in furthering our support for Israel through aid and security assistance, countering the dangerous BDS movement, and diplomatic efforts. As a representative of the American people, I will work to strengthen this unbreakable bond between our nations. God has raised Israel up to be a light to the nations, and we ought to ensure that light burns bright. I'm looking forward to visiting Israel for the first time later this year to see, firsthand, the resilience and strength of the Israeli people. As a believer, as an American, and as a veteran, I am proud to stand with Israel. Eli Crane represents Arizona's 2nd Congressional District and is a member of the House Homeland Security Committee. He is a retired Navy SEAL.